Now, a man from Nigeria has said he's afraid to move into his new Belfast home after he arrived to find five people protesting at the front door. 34-year-old Michael Abiono was greeted with posters reading "Local houses for local people" and "We have rights too" at Glenluce Drive in East Belfast yesterday. Well, Michael joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Take me through what happened yesterday.
I actually went to the premises to allow an engineer gain access to the premises to repair the boiler. Prior to that day, I've been to the premises to tidy up the place because I did receive the keys to the premises on Friday. And I've met about two people from the neighborhood whom I've said hello to. So on getting there, I saw them sitting down in the front of the premises. I actually thought they were just having a good time because the weather was very nice at that particular time.
So until, they were on deck chairs, literally,
yeah,
at
no,
the
they
front
were sitting down on chair and on the grass in front of them. Some were sitting down on the chair, some were sitting down on the grass. I thought they were just having good time because of the weather, sitting down there, until one of them told me, am I the one moving into that place? Have I not had? They are protesting, consigning me, moving in there. That it should have been for locals. Should have been for elderly or disabled. And then she asked, am I disabled? And I told her, yes. But she said she doesn't say that from my own
point
of
view. So she was actually asking you about your medical history?
Yeah, again, as in it should have been for elderly people. It should have been for people who are disabled or people who have been on the waiting list for about 8 years, 9 years, who have not gotten a place. How come did I get it? But I was shocked for hearing asking me all that kind of question. So I just had to go away and immediately I called the housing officer in charge who told me they are working on it and they'll probably get back to me and try and see how they can sort things out. So I left. I wasn't able to take the pictures. I didn't even read exactly what was on the banner apart from the lady who told me they're just protesting and that place should have been for local. I just asked myself, I'm local as well. I didn't know I'm not local. I'm even living just around the corner. I only just want to move to a place where that is going to be more comfortable for me and my son.
So you're already living in East Belfast?
East Belfast, Knocknagony as well, opposite the Tesco's.
So you would say to the people that were outside yesterday that you're local?
They are local.
Why do you think then they were outside the house?
I think when I went back to get the pictures and read what was written on the banners, I sat down and reflect on the statement. I thought it's because they had seen me prior to that yesterday morning that I'm the one moving in there. And as such, they felt they don't want to accommodate me because of my skin, because if it's a person from, I don't want to use the white, okay, I'll just use it, a white man from Northern Ireland, moving in there. I don't think they'll come out and protest. They don't want local.
They're quoted in the Irish News today. Some of the protesters saying they didn't know who was moving in. Would that be accurate in your view?
No, because if they don't know what's moving in, they wouldn't come up with a banner stating housing for local people. They had seen me already. They know the person coming in, that I'm black. That is why they came out with the protest, saying housing for local people. That is all I can see from the statement written on the banner. Because if they are not seeing me before, or they don't know who is coming in there, they won't come sit down there and protest housing for local people.
You had been to the house before. You said there you got the keys on Friday.
Yeah. Yes. I've been to the house on Friday, got the keys, signed for all the paperwork. And I went in on a Sunday again to tidy up and then put on a curtain window blind because the housing officer told me they want me to move in immediately because they don't want it open for people to see it's open and some people will now break in. As at that Friday that I got in, that was when some guys came and removed all the security locks, the window locks, so that it's going to be open for me to move in and they want me to move in as quickly as possible. That was where I was there on Friday. That was there on Sunday to try and tidy up things so I can move in quickly as soon as possible, as they told me. So they had seen me prior to yesterday morning. So they know exactly which moving in. That is why they came up with the protest, as in housing should be for local people. And when I got there as well, they knew, she was telling me, repeating the statement, it should have been elderly, it should have been people in the local. They want local people, not me. Because she was asking me, how did I get the plates? Am I disabled? She was asking me that question. So which means they know already, how would you get it when the locals cannot get it? So they are protesting for local. And they've seen me as I'm not local. The fact that I'm black doesn't mean I'm local. I've lived in Belfast for 4 years. They don't know that. If they have put all that into consideration, they wouldn't be telling me they want it for locals.
You said you've lived here for 4 years, and this isn't the first time that you've experienced an incident here.
No, it wasn't the first time. The very first time was in 2011, sometime April or May, precisely, I can't say. It was a day prior to my son's christening. I even told my son's mom about it and some colleagues or friends. I was going on Donegal Road to get some foodstuff for preparation against the christening. And just very close to the roundabout before you get to the big ball on Foss and Donegal Road, that was where I encountered the situation. At first, I had a big stone landed in front of me, and I was like, where did this come from? I saw some few guides in one open land full of bricks, I think where they always do their fireworks or fire whatever, and they kept throwing stones and bottle. I think I walked just about some meters, and about 5 or 6 of them came out. They were still throwing stone, and some were carrying planks, some were carrying iron rod. I had to run, was shouting for help. And that was about 9:30 in the evening. And it was really, really good weather. So I could see them coming, throwing stones. So I had to run and was shouting for help. But one good Samaritan man stopped by and then picked me up from the scenario. And that was how I was able to, get away from that scene. Dropped me at Asda, got the stuff I want to get, took me back to my place around Donegal Avenue.
And with with that happening in 2011 and what happened yesterday, how do you feel about Belfast?
That has not really changed my mind about Belfast. There are very, very loving, caring people in Belfast. I've received a lot of consolation from friends concerning this incident. I'm an organization as well. So I don't think that's going to change my mind about Belfast. There's still something good, something nice about Belfast. Even if people go on YouTube and watch Belfast is Happy, I was part of those that did the small clip for Belfast is Happy. So I really, really like Belfast and I'm enjoying my stay in Belfast. Just some few people, minute people, who really don't understand or who don't want to accept other people, culture, are doing all this. And I think it's nothing to, put me off Belfast for now.
But you do feel that you can't now move into that house?
For now, two things. I've got to think of the safety of my son. And my son's mom has told me she won't allow the boys to come stay with me because I always have my son every week. I'm trying to bond with my son as well. She wouldn't allow the boy come stay with me if I'm going to live in that house. I should try and look for another place because the safety of the boy is very paramount and it's of very, very paramount to her as well. So I've made a decision. I'd rather look for alternative place that is safe so that the boy can always come stay with me as usual.
Because you don't feel safe. You wouldn't feel safe moving in.
Their action was intimidating. It's discrimination. They say first impression matters a lot. With that first impression I got moving in there, it really speaks a long way. So I would rather kind of avoid any confrontation or any future occurrence that might want to happen or happen. So it's better I just move away and then, even though it's resolved, who knows what's going to happen next. So I'd rather just kind of look for a place that is more safer and conducive.
And we've talked about the protesters quoted in the Irish News there who say that they aren't engaged in intimidation or discrimination. But after what happened yesterday, that's just something that you feel you can't accept.
Well, their action, like they say, action speaks louder than voice. Their action yesterday was intimidation. It was discrimination. They might not say it that way, but that is exactly how it is, because they don't know me. And for them to have come out and protest, even for the word protest, what are they protesting for? That I shouldn't move in. If they want to protest about their elderly people in the area not getting accommodation, that shouldn't stop me moving into the premises I was offered. I went through the normal channel as every other person gets out. That's exactly what I've done. I didn't bypass anyone. I went through the normal channel and moving in and then putting banner. Even if they come to me and say this is what is happening, they feel bad. It's different, but for them to put banners on the entrance and on the fence protesting that I cannot get in there, it speaks louder than words. That's their action. It's still discrimination and intimidation.
Okay. Michael, thank you very much for coming in to see us this morning. I know you've got a busy day ahead now with all your plans being turned on their head.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Okay, Michael.